It's not just things in our environment that can damage our DNA. The damage can come from within too. Professor Daniel Desroches from the Samuel Lunenfeld Research Institute at Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto, Canada, explains more about how DNA damage is caused and how it gets repaired.
DNA can be damaged as a consequence of our own metabolism. When we age, we'll produce, for example, reactive oxygen species, which are small chemicals that are very reactive, and they can interact with DNA and damage DNA. And actually, there's a theory of aging that suggests it's this chronic accumulation of damage of DNA that causes aging.
But obviously, we need oxygen to be alive, to breathe and to make energy. So presumably, there's nothing we could really do about avoiding this kind of damage.
Absolutely. That's why cells have evolved repair pathways to counteract those. They're in effect, the fountain of youth in some ways.
So our DNA is always going to get damaged, so yes, we have to repair it. How are some of the ways that cells figure out that they've been damaged and then repair them?
Well, that's exactly what my lab is interested in. And we're very interested in actually the most severe form of damage, which is the breakage of DNA. So when the DNA double helix is broken, it needs to be detected and then repaired. Just like, you know, there's alarm signal that gets triggered when DNA is broken, and this alarm signal will bring in the repairman. You know, one thing that's very topical at the moment in the field is that there are many different ways to repair breaks. And the selection of the right repair pathway or the right set of repairmen has a profound consequence on survival of the break and also the integrity of the chromosome, the fidelity of the repair.
So it's not just recognizing that you've had a problem and repairing it. It has to be the right kind of repair. So how many different ways can these breaks be repaired?
So there are two main ways that are mutually exclusive. There are also minor pathways, and they're very fundamentally different. For example, tumor suppressor BRCA1, which is mutated in familial breast and ovarian cancer, its function now appears to be to actually direct the repair pathway towards one type of repair by essentially antagonizing the other one. So there seems to be a tussle between the different repair pathways that operates, and it seems important in breast cells that it's the pathway promoted by BRCA1 that wins.
So this is the gene that's faulty in many inherited types of breast and ovarian cancer.
Absolutely.
And then what's the other type of pathway then that's important maybe in other types of cells?
One pathway that's very important is a process that has a very big name called non-homologous end joining, NHEJ. And this actually is very simple conceptually. It's taking the broken DNA molecules and gluing them back together.
So just any old ends, it'll just stick them together.
Exactly. But that's actually the main repair pathway that we have in most of our cells. If you are not proficient in this pathway, you will be very sensitive to DNA damage, but also you'll be immune deficient. Because one thing that's remarkable is that our B cells and T cells use DNA repair to generate diversity in our immune system. And defective NHEJ leads to essentially immune deficiency, very severe immune deficiency.
This is a great bit of multitasking then by the cells, that the same process that's bad at damaging, this breaking and sticking back together, is actually how we generate some of our immune responses. How far are we to actually understanding this process of DNA damage detection and repair, and how it's involved in diseases like cancer and immune diseases?
We've made great inroads in the past, I would say 15 years, but we're still a long way to go. I think we've identified a lot of the main players and the main components. Now it's really trying to understand how this choreography of alert signals, repair factors come in and interact with each other, and how all this is integrated in the larger physiology of the cell.
What's the really big unanswered question for you? What do you really want to know now?
Really, I think a really remarkable result recently was that the function of the BRCA1 tumor suppressor, which is defective in familial breast and ovarian cancer, one of its main function is to really act almost as a traffic police, directing repair in one direction or the other. exactly how this works is completely unknown. It's very germane for our understanding of familial breast cancer. And I think that is, at the moment, the biggest question in the field.
Do you think this is going to prove to be a really fruitful pathway for these kind of treatments in the future?
I think it will be, because at the core, cancer is a disease of genetic alterations. These genetic alterations come from faulty DNA repair. So actually using our knowledge of DNA repair will allow us to really target the core defect of cancer cells.
That was Professor Daniel Durocher from the Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto.